Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perrier. I'm going to go into lecture mode now. This is our bi-monthly Q&A time with Perrier, so bring on your questions and I'll do my best to answer them. My name is Perrier. I am the author of Living Clay, and I've been studying clay for a long time, and I expect I will for the rest of my lifetime. I'm fascinated by all that it does and have yet to discover exactly how it works on so many things at one time in different areas of the body. But what we do know is that it does work and it's not harmful. The worst thing you're going to have is a detox reaction, and that just means slow down on how fast you're taking the clay until the body can gradually eliminate the toxins. Maybe a headache, a little lethargic or tired, something like that, but it's always a temporary reaction. The clay is a catalyst that helps the body heal itself. It is a volcanic ash, so it has all the impurities burned out and its pure trace minerals fused together, bonded together, making up what's known as the clay particle. And it has a multitude of minerals, mostly trace minerals and parts per million. It's not really taking as a trace supplement, a clay supplement or a mineral supplement, as it doesn't give enough minerals to meet the daily minimum requirements. But it does enhance, it is the catalyst, so it enhances, it speeds the process of healing in the body. I'm not a doctor, I don't give medical advice. But I do like to talk about clay and share what I've learned from customers and listeners. So I'm going to go over and look at what questions we have waiting for us today. Linda from Ohio. I have a front bottom tooth with a chip out in the back. Would putting clay on it help it in any way? Could it actually make my enamel stronger? Yes, it can make your enamel stronger, it can make the bone density, it can clear your gums, it can pull the bacteria out of your gums. It's not going to rebuild the chip, but it might help it in case it gets sensitive, not be so sensitive. Now, it's difficult to put the wet clay on there and keep it in place because it's going to slide and slip back and go down your throat. So I'd say putting powder clay, kind of wet the tooth and put the dry powder clay all around the tooth, and the saliva and the wetness will hold it to the tooth. I actually put the powder clay between my cheek and gums at night and sleep with it in about twice a week, and that keeps me from having gingivitis or pyorrhea because it keeps those gums healthy. It brings the blood circulation and it pulls any bacteria that have got in pockets in your gums, and it will actually tighten the pockets so you don't have those loose pockets to accumulate bacteria and infections in. All right, Louise from San Diego. Will clay heal heat rash and how? Absolutely, and before you can blink an eye, take the hydrated clay, it's called cleansing clay mask. It's the one part clay to three parts water. You shake it up good, let it sit about 15 minutes, and it'll be about the consistency of sour cream. Take this and rub it on that heat rash area, kind of a thin coat, and let it dry. And generally, it's gone the next day. It also works on baby diaper rash when their little bottom's all inflamed. Just smear the wet clay up, close the diaper, and the next time you open it, generally it's all cleared up. How does it work? It pulls out inflammation. It stops itching. It stops pain. And it's detoxing anything that's irritating the skin. Generally a rash it may be a reaction to a detox reaction when you get hot. The pores open and you sweat. See, athletes sweat out a lot of toxins in their bodies. And they also need electrolytes because if they're playing a football game or a tennis game or something, they lose too many of electrolytes while they're sweating. So keep in balance, but it definitely will work. And I think you'd be surprised how quickly it works. Yvonne in Athens, has anyone had experience healing a spinal bone spurs with drinking the clay? I'm trying to do so. Any suggestions on making a poultice for the back and self-application? Thank you, Yvonne in Georgia. I have never heard of it curing a bone spur with drinking it, but it's going to do a whole lot of other things, including help building your bone density by drinking it. Now, I would do a poultice. I'm not sure, depending on how long you've had the spur and how built up it is, it might reduce it. I've known it to reduce a bunion. So, you know, why not a bone spur? We can try it. It won't hurt to try. Take a strip, cut off a big square of Glad Press and Seal. You get it at the grocery store with the saran wrap. And it's going to be tacky on one side. You want to cut the corners off to where you have the longest diagonal piece with a pretty wide edge on it. Put the hydrated clay, the cleansing clay mask, right down the middle pretty thickly and leave the edges dry, and then start at your tailbone and go all the way up past the middle of your back. Generally, it will go that far, and press the dry parts down around on your skin, and it will be like a Band-Aid. It will hold the clay in place. Now, I've done this when I pinched a sciatic nerve. And in about 4 days with that and clay bath, it was completely healed and all the pain was gone. Generally, it takes months and physical therapy and stuff to get over something like that. But it takes the inflammation out, so it helps stop any irritation. I have known it to, sometimes we get a slip disc because it's inflamed and it's pushed out, and it will take the inflammation out, the disc will go back in place. I would do that twice a day. I leave it on all day. You can sleep with it in. That's the purpose of the press and seal around the edges. It holds it to your skin. And try that. That's the best thing I can think of. And let me see if we have other incoming calls. Here we go. Bev and Westland, on issues of spurs in the spine, would this clay dissolve them? Thank you for your help. Well, I was just addressing that. I'm not really sure, but it's worth a try, and if it does, please give me a call and let me know so I can be sure. Like I say, it reduced a bunion, and I'm not sure if a bunion is in the joint or if it's a built-up of bone, a kind of a calcium deposit. In which case it might. Jackie in Texas, can I mix clay into my natural face moisture cream? If so, how much? And how would this, and should this be the powder liquid 8-1 or the 1-3? Thank you. Kind regards, Jackie. Jackie, just play with it. Take your cream. And it won't take very much. It's going to thicken it and take a lot of the grease out of your moisture cream. I say grease and oil, I find them, they kind of have the feeling that a moisture cream is supposed to be greasy. And I kind of disagree with that. If you'll take just a fourth of a teaspoon of the hydrated clay, the 3-1, the cleansing clay mask, and mix it in there. See how thick it gets. You can always add more, but just add a little bit at a time, stir it in, and see. That's how I discovered using it in our creams and lotions, which are also all natural. So if you want some already made up, you can order some of the Living Clay brand. But that's how you do it. I got some old cheap Jergens lotions, and I just thought, what would happen if I added some clay to it? And when I did, it took all that greasiness. And when I use hand lotions, generally I put it on and it moisturizes your skin, but in about 2 hours you need to put it on again because the skin is dry again. The clay keeps it on top of the skin and your skin stays soft, not greasy, but soft, and it fluffs out the wrinkles. So it's really fantastic. Keith in Fort Wayne, Indiana, if you are a person that has amalgam fillings under his crown, is this an issue when trying to detox? Well, under your crowns, you know, you need to ask your dentist if there's any way they can leak. The crown may totally capture them and keep the clay. Here's the thing with amalgams. Over time, they begin to deteriorate and break down, and it leaks the mercury out. So it would depend on how long you've had them. If you've had them for years, and if there's any exposed parts, it might leak some mercury. But taking clay on a daily basis will capture the mercury before it goes into the body. Now, if you think they've leaked for a while and you already have the mercury lodged in the tissues of your body, that's where clay baths come in handy. You can take the clay baths and it will literally pull through the pores of the skin the heavy metals out of the joints and the soft tissues in the body. So for a clay bath, you would want to use 1 to 2 cups of clay, depending. And, you know, if you don't know if you've got heavy metals or not, it doesn't cost much to get a hair analysis test or go to the doctor and have a blood test for heavy metals. That way you know if you're really fighting something, and then you can wait 6 weeks taking 2 baths a week or 3 baths a week and check it again and see how much progress you made. Otherwise, you're just guessing. But the clay baths are so beneficial in so many other ways. They're very calming. I just had a remarkable testimony the other day from a lady whose son is autistic, and he started communicating and talking like crazy, which normally he didn't do. He also wanted to color, and he has some motor skill problems, and he never wants to draw, but he decided he wanted to draw that day. And he made up stories about what he drew, and she was amazed that one clay bath could get those results. So it's pretty fascinating stuff. All right, good questions here. Let's see what else we have. Martha in Princeton, the clay constipate me to the point that 1 heaping teaspoon every few days is all I can use. How do people deal with this problem? Martha, if it's at the first of your clay use, it's not the clay constipating you. It's the fact that it's pulling out old putrefied dried fecal matter that's lodged in the crevices of your colon. This stuff gets impacted up in there. Sometimes there's a rubbery goo that gets built up in there also from the glutens that we eat. And it actually stops you from absorbing your vitamins, minerals. And the clay will pull this out and throw it into the canal, the plumbing pipes, and it does cause constipation. It's dried, it's hard, it's smelly, it's dark. But take whatever you need to do to keep your janitorial services working and flush all this out. After that, generally people, who, if they haven't been constipated all their life, generally say they start having 3 regular movements a day and they're wonderful and they're just amazed. You can take Smooth Move Tea. There's magnesium tablets you can get over the counter at the drugstore, 250 milligrams. Take 1 morning and night, or you may just need 1 a day. Play with it and see what works for you. It's not harsh like a laxative, but it most of us don't have enough magnesium, so it's pretty good. So try that and see if it doesn't work better and get you through this process. I had a gentleman the other day that said he felt like he was trying to pass a locomotive for 3 days, and then after that he hadn't had a bit of problem, so he was getting rid of that dried stuff. Keith in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Do you know of any doctors or practitioners who administer clay detoxing in Fort Wayne, Indiana? Keith, I'm going to have to do some research on that and go in and see what we have in Fort Wayne. You know, one thing you can do, it's very easy to do yourself, drinking the clay and taking the clay baths to detox yourself. The detox dosage, there's a little booklet on aboutclay.com. If you go click there and click on clay information, it's an instructional manual that tells you how to mix it and how to take it and approximate dosage to do a detox on there. And that's on aboutclay.com, and it's called how to kickstart your day with living clay. And you can do this yourself. Another thing might be if you have anybody that does colonics, start drinking the clay twice a day, 2 ounces at least, before you go get your colonics. And when they do the colonics, they flush out this old putrefied stuff that's also in there. It just helps get rid of it. I hadn't had one in years, and had one, and there wasn't much there to come out, and she was amazed. But I told her I took clay, and we have quite a few people who do the colonics in their practice, and they say their customers have such wonderful results that they now sell it for them so they can take it, and it helps cleanse them out. Jay, is there such a thing as a clay enema for detoxing? Yes, you can take clay as an enema. You can take it as a douche. You can do clay suppositories. I would use 2 ounces to a quart of water, 2 ounces of the liquid clay. If you want to take an enema, you could probably make it a little stronger than that if you want to, if you have any irritable bowel programs, diverticulitis, polyps, things like that, that are irritating the lower colon, do an enema every other day and try that. Now, this is still not going to address the toxins that are stored in the body in the joints and soft tissues. The only way I know to get those out is either to use the clay topically. This is a perfect time to go to the beach, take your cleansing clay mask, the 1-3, rub it all over your body, lay out in your bathing suit in the hot sun, let it dry till you can feel like you're encased in concrete. Go jump in the ocean and wash it off. That is a great detox. The sun, the salt water, all of it works together with the clay, and you can really detox that way. If you don't have that, an infrared sauna, get clayed and go sit in one of those. Now, as you start sweating, you're going to have to keep rubbing the clay up on the body because it's going to want to slide off in a little puddle as it's drawing the moisture and the sweat from your body. But those are good ways of detoxing if you don't have access to a clay bath. But clay baths are simply marvelous, yeah, for so many reasons more than just that. Debbie in Kansas, a couple of years ago I went through a stressful situation and suffered from hair fallout. While some of the hair has grown back, there are still sparse areas where the hair just won't grow. Is there some way I can use living clay to expedite the hair growth process? Yes, Debbie, I believe there is. I had a gentleman who went through chemo and leukemia, and he's cancer-free, but his hair came back in patches. It was different colors, thick here, thin there. He started washing his scalp with clay every day, and he would, you know, you can part your hair and put it in the parts and kind of massage it into your scalp and leave it on there and let it dry about 15 minutes and then jump in the shower and wash your hair or wash it at the sink, however you wash it, with just putting a shampoo over there and washing it out. And I think you'll be able to see some results of it coming in thicker color. He said his came back in the natural color, and he actually had different colors, and it was sparse, like you said. And that, in drinking the clay, he was also drinking the clay. That will help it because it balances your body. It's got a 9.7 pH, so it'll be very beneficial to drink a little clay as you're doing that too. Thank you. Christina in Santa Barbara, please suggest a clay regime for detoxing against increased radiation fallout from Fukushima Grassi. All right, Christina. First of all, you want to drink the clay, 2 ounces at least. And I drink it all during the day. Right now, I mix up a little clay water. I make it a little bit weaker, add more water. I drink some in the morning and before all my meals and after the meals, because a lot of the food you're eating has got clay in it. Even the dairy products are gonna have radiation in them. You can't see it, you can't measure it, but this will safely take it out before it goes into the body. Now, if you've been outside and there's radiation falling down, you're walking in the grass, you're working in your yard, you're going to have radiation fallout that systemically is absorbed through the skin. And the best thing for that is taking clay baths. The clay baths will open the pores and pull the radiation out. Now, if you don't have access to a bath or can't get in and out of one, like I said, ideally go to the beach, lather up, go outside in the yard, put a bathing suit on, and lather up with clay and let it do its thing, or stay in your bathroom and get naked and lather up with clay and just walk around, listen to some music for a little while and try to leave it on at least 15 minutes and then get in the shower. Now, this is going to keep going on for a while. Another thing you may want to do is get a garden sprayer that's never been used and put, let's see, I've forgotten, mix a clay, a ratio of one part clay to 15 parts water. And I say this because you don't want to stop up the sprayer head. And shake it real good and spray your lawn and grass, your plants, because they're all going to have radiation on them. If you go outside in the yard barefoot, if your pets go outside and they roll on the grass, they're going to get it. Now, you can take a wet wash rag and saturate it with clay and rub your animals down or give them a clay bath. Give them a little clay in their food. Let them eat it, too. This is going to affect all of us, and we're not going to be aware of it until it's too late. So those are very good questions. I would recommend that if you can take a clay bath, to do a clay bath at least once a week, maybe more. Now, I'm saying this for light fallout. If you lived in Japan, that'd be a different story. I'd say 2 cups per bath and do it twice a week. But over here, I think a 1 cup clay bath once a week will help take that out. And also drinking the clay, washing your vegetables with it, just using common sense. Even if you can't wash your vegetables with it, if you'll drink some before you eat, that's going to be the safest thing you can do. Christine said, which clay is more beneficial for detoxing radiation, hydrated or non-hydrated? Well, the non-hydrated is the dry powder, and it's not going to do a whole lot. I would hydrate the clay, and you can hydrate it as a liquid and drink it using 1 part of clay to 8 parts of water. Now, these directions apply to the Living Clay brand of clay because it is a swelling calcium bentonite. You actually get more for your money with this clay because you can take 1 part of clay to make the hydrated to 3 parts of water, and you're going to have 3 times the volumes where most calcium bentonites only swell on a 1-to-1 ratio. So 1 part of clay to 1 part of water. And anyway, because of the swelling capacity, it's a stronger clay and can hold more toxins. So you definitely either want it in the liquid form or the hydrated form to put on the body. I'm not saying the dry wouldn't work, but you'd have to go outside and sprinkle the powder all over your body and be out in the sun to get the heat benefit, and you're going to waste a lot of clay that way. Now, one thing I do is I have a tub that's big enough that it's a plastic tub, like a shoebox tub, or you put sweaters in, and I put clay in the bottom of it. And have you heard of the book Earthing, about grounding with the ground and the energy of the soil from walking barefoot in the grass or standing in it? If you'll do that at night for 15 minutes, it's supposed to take away aches and pains in the body and things. Well, clay is even better than that, because right now we have radiation on the ground and in our grass. So if you put some clay in a tub and just stick your feet in the dry powdered clay, and I did it, and the first time when I was wiping off my feet with the powder, I could feel a little tingling in my feet, so I could feel the force energy of the earth in my body. Clay has this electromagnetic energy in it, so just sticking your feet in dry clay can be beneficial. And if you haven't read the book Earthing, I recommend you read it. you know, my generation, I was born in 1938, so I used to go barefoot all summer. We ran barefoot, and we had a vacant lot that we played in. We played baseball and football and dodge and all the things, Red Rover, let someone come over, all the things kids do. And we rarely put shoes on in the summertime. So nowadays, our kids never go barefooted, and they don't get the benefits of grounding with the earth and getting that force energy that's in the earth. And it's very much so in clay. All right. Thank you for that question. Sorry, I kind of got carried away there with my answers. Lee in Phoenix, is this clay all right to mix minute amounts in water and put out for the birds and squirrel? Yes, and it doesn't have to be too minute. You know, take some of your liquid clay, like 2 ounces, and just add more water to it where it's kind of cloudy. It would be very beneficial for birds and squirrels, any kind of animals. In fact, the parrots in South America eat the poison berries, and the National Geographic photographers couldn't figure out why it wasn't killing them. So they followed them, and they would eat the berries, and then when they would go to these chalk bentonite cliffs and eat the clay, so it countered the toxins in the berries. So animals in the wild will find clay. When they're wounded or sick, they will find a clay wallow and roll in it, or a clay lick and eat it. There's stories about the elephants that make this pilgrimage back, this treacherous climb up this mountain to get to this clay lake, and they lay in it, roll in it, and blow it all over them to detox themselves. Christina in Santa Barbara, can a planter's wart be treated with clay? Thank you. Yes, it can. It's very good on regular warts and it works faster. A planter's wart is deeply embedded and on the bottom of your foot, so it's difficult to keep clay on it all the time, so it's going to take longer. But I would, especially at night, put a glob of clay on and make a poultice with that glad press and seal. And, you know, you may have to wrap something around that, some scotch tape or something to hold it in place, and put a sock on at night and just leave it on overnight. And if you can in any way, keep the clay on it during the day, even if it's just a thin coat. It generally will dry up a wart, warts or viruses. It will dry them up, and if you keep the clay on there, the trick is keeping the clay on there. The longer you keep the clay on there, the quicker it'll heal. Julie in Seattle, my 6-year-old daughter had a projectile vomiting fever on April 20th of this year. On the same day, she had a lower leg pain. The vomiting and fever went away, but the pain spread to her whole body, feet, whole leg, arms, fingers, throat, jawbone, headache. Her pediatrician says she is fine since she does not have swelling joints or anything wrong looking at her legs. Now she started twitching during sleep at night, grinding teeth like crazy at night. Wow. And tired and irritable and hurts during the day. She also has constipation problems. After adding plum juice and flaxseed, she moves at least once a day now. But her pain does not go away. Is this radiation poisoning? We live on the West Coast. How should I treat her with your clay? I just got it from the mail. What dosage and frequency can children? Can I mix the clay with any juice, vitamins, etc.? Thank you so much. Honey, I would get that child in a clay bath, rub clay on her joints that are hurting, anywhere that's hurting, take the clay mask and just put it on topically, like if her jaw is hurting. Put a coat starting under her ears and her jawbone and get down in the throat where those glands are and leave it on for a little while. Generally, it will start taking pain away. I would want her to drink it. Take two tablespoons a day. And you can put that in juice. I give it to my grandson in apple juice when he gets an upset stomach. And he takes it in his apple juice all the time. You can put it in a smoothie. You can put it in yogurt. You can put it in oatmeal. You know, if it's too watery with the liquid, take some of the hydrated, just take a smaller amount, a teaspoon of the hydrated and mix it in some yogurt or cereal or ice cream or a smoothie or something like that. But get that clay in her, and then a clay bath I think would be wonderful for her. Now, she's not but 6 years old. You don't have to fill the clay, the bathtub all the way up. I would start with a half a cup of clay, get the water pretty warm, and kind of have her lay down in it and splash around and roll over in it like she's swimming in it. My grandson likes to do that at 6 years old, so it's pretty easy to get him down in there. If you can keep him in there at least, you know, 10 to 15 minutes, that's very good. I think you'll start getting responses to this, and I'd be happy if you'd give me a call. My number is 512-804-5909, and I'd like to talk to you about this. I have no idea what the cause of it is. It could be radiation poison. Generally, it attacks the intestinal tract first, so let's just see if we can get it cleared up with clay. And my number again is 512-804-5909. So call me and we can talk about it. Thank you. Wow, lots of questions today. Hi, Janet Lancaster in San Diego. How does the body get the benefit of the minerals if the clay doesn't break down or get absorbed in the body? Well, it does it through biotransmutation in some cases. The body can literally go with enzymatic action and break out what it needs on an as-need basis. The other thing is the dominant minerals in clay, like calcium, magnesium, potassium, and there's one other of them, that are attached on the adsorption layer. They are loosely bound there, and these will throw off into the body, and the body and the clay will take on a positive charge, one of the baddies. So in that case, you get them, but they're not enough to be a supplement. You don't get enough calcium that it will supplement your calcium. You still need to take calcium. You will get some minerals, some of these minerals, but not and an amount to qualify for taking them as a total mineral supplement. So keep taking your vitamins and minerals along with it. Brenda in North Carolina. Hi, Brenda Johnson. This is my friend, Dr. North Carolina. Perry, I take supplements of vitamin D3, probiotics, krill oil, and wondering whether drinking my clay water after taking my supplements is neutralizing the effect of the supplements. What do you recommend in terms of timing? Love your beach suggestions. Brenda had an amazing story to tell about her mother, helping her mother. She had eczema in her entire body, and Brenda went and gave her clay baths for 3 days and three nights, real hot water with lots of clay, 2 cups of clay, and coated her in coconut oil and wrapped her in a towel afterwards, and 3 days she'd cleared her of eczema. So that's why we call her Dr. North Carolina. She has her natural means that she does. You know, if you just wait about 30 minutes, I think it's all, clay doesn't really go after vitamins or probiotics. It's a good bacteria. It only goes after the bad ones. It's only looking for the positive charge. Now, it does tend to absorb oil, so just give yourself time to absorb the oil, mineral oil or your krill oil or your fish oil, and then take the clay after that. So you can take the clay any time of day. But that's a good question, Brenda. Thank you. Jay in Clay, Michigan. I love this, Jay from Clay. Can I use clay as a deodorant instead of aluminum deodorants and add anything to it like tea tree? Is it effective? It's very effective as the hydrated clay all by itself. The tea tree oil might start burning. I don't think you need to add anything to it. That's all I use. I take a little of the hydrated clay in the morning and just rub it in. You don't need to leave it on thick. Just rub it in like you're rubbing hand lotion on, It'll keep you dry and it'll keep you odor free. It's great stuff. Good questions. Thank you. Okay, let's see what else we have here. This is great questions today. Jay had another question. No, same one. Can I use clay as a deodorant? Okay. Alright, let me see if we have anything else coming down the pipe. Well, it looks like our time is close to up. I'm going to tell you a couple of testimonials that I've gotten lately. One was for pink eye. And this lady mixed some clay, and she didn't have proportions to tell me, but she made a little cloudy water. She used eye wash and some of the clay, dry, liquid clay to it, and just made it kind of cloudy, not near thick like you drink, but a diluted version, and used it as an eye wash. She said her eyes were inflamed, her eyelids were inflamed, and they were oozing. That old crusty stuff was in her eyes from the pink eye, and she cleared her pink eye in one day using the eye wash. And she said the first time she used it, the eye that was so inflamed and irritated, it did sting just a little bit where the irritation was, where it was real red and inflamed. But it went away quickly, and the next day it was completely cured. I have another one that cleared staph infections in one day. She was 48 years old, had all sorts of bone degeneration, and her pelvis caved in, and she had a hip replacement, and the hip was glued back together. She was in the hospital 4 days, returned home, heavily medicated, and was not using common sense. She began to clean and work around the house and developed huge pressure blisters on her legs from the knee down, and the blisters were the size of paper plates, and she only weighed 90 pounds. The right leg recollapsed into her pelvis 1 inch. Anyway, she said after the blisters popped, she got a staph infection. She already had a small patch of it, and when they released me from the hospital, but it spread, my entire legs were filled with pus, ooze, and blood. I got to the point where they almost had to amputate my legs. I got the living clay, and within one day, she repeated it 3 times, my legs began to clear up. I know Jesus is involved in this miraculous healing too, and I'm sure that this is the clay used in the manna and the clay Jesus took to heal the blind man. I have faith that it would work. It is so soothing and wonderful. I put it on my legs in the bathtub and soak them for 15 minutes, then shower them off, and then I use it on my legs, and I just reapply every 8 hours. I'm nearly healed, and my legs have been saved. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So that's why I do what I do when I get results like that. It's so thrilling to know that people are getting helped and healed. So, well, we're over time. It's been a fast 30 minutes, some great questions. I thank each and every one of you. And again, I gave out my phone number. If anybody has any questions that weren't addressed on the air, or if you have a personal issue you'd like to talk about, please feel free to call. I'm here for you, and would love to hear back from the person with the bone spur. If it's working for you, let us know so we can share that information. That's one of the ways I do clay research, is through customers when they share what's working for them. Just had a good story with poison sumac that was cleared up in one day. So it's summertime and the itchy season, so be sure and have your clay handy. Now, go get clayed and have a great weekend. Bye.